goodness.
That's because I had my mic muted. So there you
Oh,
go.
I was like, she's talking, but I cannot hear you.
It's live. It's live. But I was saying today's show is all about the three P's: podcasting, publishing, and PR. Thank you, Oma. And one of the things that podcasting is what Sonia's going to talk about. She's a master podcaster coach. Publishing, we both have published books and love books. And the other one is PR, which is as natural to me as swimming. It's what I said before I was coming on and I was muted. So a little bit about Sonia is that she has this thing called, well, she has a conference coming up, Podcasters Rock. But if you go to her website, she talks about Sisters with a Voice. And I want her to give a little bit of backstory about how that came about, because she's really passionate about podcasting. So, Sonia, tell us a little bit about your background. And before you came on, did you hear my little sound effects of clapping?
No.
There we go.
There we go.
So I wanted to make sure we had that in there. I was like, so that probably didn't go over well either. So I have my clap. So I wanted to make sure that you had the applause as well. So thank you for coming on and tell us a little bit about your background. Thank you, Oma.
Well, first of all, Pam, thank you so much for having me on your show today. And hello to everyone who is tuning in to watch today's show. My name is Sonia Keeve, as she said, and I am the CEO of Sisters with a Voice podcast network. And I created my company actually in 2020 after I launched my very first podcast show entitled Inspiring Nations with Sonia Keeve back in 2018. And at that time, I was an aspiring entrepreneur. I'd worked in the corporate sector for over 15, 16 years. I started as an accountant and went into auditing. And in 2008, when the economy collapsed, there was accountants couldn't find jobs. And so I pivoted and went into the mortgage industry, and I'd been there for the latter part of my career. And the entire time while I was working a full-time job, I was building my business on the side. And so through a social media challenge, I was tasked with coming up with a product or service, but we had to implement it right away. And at the time, I had been on social media just sharing inspirational posts, and someone talked to me about podcasting. And honestly, my only introduction to a podcast was listening to true crime podcast shows because my commute was like 2 hours to go from work to home every day. And so that was something that really helped, kind of combat my road rage, honestly. But after someone, they talked to me about podcasts, and I said, well, you know what? I want to interview guests. Like Oprah Winfrey is one of my heroes. And if you've ever watched her show Super Soul Sunday, she interviews these women and men in the backdrop of her home. And that whole warm feeling, that was kind of what I wanted to emulate, that warm feeling, that welcoming feeling. And so I said, well, if I'm going to have a show, I got to have guests. And so I asked social media and asked my network, if I start a podcast, would you be my guest? And to my surprise, 50 women said yes. I didn't even have the show idea, but women were just flocking saying, yes, I'll be a guest on your show. So I had to quickly come up with the concept. We went with Inspiring Nations because I had just co-authored my first anthology, which was Women Inspiring Nations, spearheaded by Dr. Sheryl Wood. And so I had the opportunity to be on, I had the opportunity to be a co-author in that book. And so that was Women Inspiring Nations. So I went with the theme Inspiring Nations with Sonia Keeve with those 50 women. And we went on to be heard in over 164 countries. And what I found in that journey was that there were so many women out here that had a story, and they all said to me at the end of every show, thanking me for offering this platform because people weren't, you know, women weren't given the opportunity to be on certain platforms, to be on stages and to share their stories. So I saw that really as a mission for me. And with the success of the show, I launched my company because I said, well, listen, if I could from the ground up create an international podcast show, not having any experience and having this type of traction, I need to teach what I know and help other women to do the same.
I love that. I love that. So out of desperation comes creativity, right?
Yes.
So out of a lot of, I find that a lot, even with Dr. Cheryl Wood, been on the cover of Speakers Magazine as well, where a lot of tragic situations or just areas where you're just not really feeling fulfilled or you're not having success and you make a pivot. And so podcasting is a way where you started with publishing, you have published an anthology, you were doing the social media challenge and found that podcasting was a way where women can get their voices heard. So that's where the name Sisters with a Voice came about.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So is that the official name of the company, Sonia?
That is the official name, Sisters with the Voice podcast.
I love that. Yes. That is like one of the things that, you know, if you can't, if you don't have a, it's almost like with a book. If there's not a book that you want to read, then you write it. If there isn't a company that is serving the people that you want to serve, then you create it. And that's exactly what you did. And so now you did, I think you're going on the second year of podcastersrock.com or podcasters.
Yes. Okay. Yep. So, you know, so from the show to the business, I said, listen, let me take this to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I launched my first live event last year in 2022 called Podcasters Rock for women who really want to build the podcast, launch it, and monetize it. And so this year is the second annual Podcasters Rock Conference. And so I've opened it up this year to men and women because the brothers out there were like, hey, what about us? And I said, okay, listen, I would not discriminate. So we will have our Podcasters Rock this year, October 27th and 28th in the beautiful city of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
I love that. Any guests that we know about?
Yes, we have the dynamic Dr. Pam Perry, who's going to be gracing the stage. So So I definitely need everyone who's watching this. I need you to be in the place on October 27th and 28th.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I don't know if I'll be able to bring my Rodecaster with me to bring my sound effects of the applause, but, but I did want to do that. But we met just so that people know, because we both use Keep. And this is the first year of me actually using Keep, which is a CRM, a customer relationship. CRM, customer relationship management system, or email marketing system, or just all things automation.
Yes.
And we met on there, just meeting on LinkedIn and that sort of thing. And then I just kind of saw what you were doing. And then we kind of had a chat and really, really liked your spirit and what you were doing and what you're about. And I think that, you know, one of the people that we kind of know in is Charvette as well. So she's one of the speakers as well. And then another speakers as well that you're having.
Yes. Yeah. So, so we have Charvette Mitchell. She will be also gracing the stage. We have, also Dr. Akina Finch, social media guru. We have Seth, the speaker. We have Nicole J. Perkins, and lastly, Vernice Cooper. And so we've got everyone from branding to PR to marketing, all things to really help the audience take their presence to the next level. And we're going to show you how podcasting can help allow you to just brand yourself. But this is just another tool that you can use to help really get your presence out there because you are the expert.
And then also to your building community as well. Yes. So people get to meet each other, you know, in person. Because I think before you were doing a lot of telesummons. I guess we all were doing like telesummons or webinars. So we got getting out of the bubble, getting out of the Zoom bubble, right? And meeting face to face. So I love that. And I love that. And so your community is Sisters with a Voice. And basically to really support people who want to get out there and get known with their podcast, with their voice. whether they're interviewing people or not, or if they're doing solo podcasts, because a lot of
Absolutely.
People do solo podcasts, and then publishing. Publishing books is really, really important. And then even to audiobooks, obviously.
Yes.
You could do that. If you're going to do a podcast, you could do an audiobook. And then the PR, quick media coverage is one of the things too. I'm going to do something different, Sonia, in my podcast that I very rarely do. And I'm going to do it because you're going to be patient with me, just like you were with the other part. But I really want to show people how to monetize their podcast, because a lot of times we're doing the podcast, we're not charging any money for it. But a way to monetize your podcast is to really put in what your products are. So right after this, we'll talk about how you monetize your podcast. All right. There we go.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Pam Perry, really giving you a PR pep talk. How to get publicity. What can it do for you? Why do you need it? What's it do? How much it costs? I'm going to answer those questions in a sec. So what can quick media coverage do? It can help you increase your visibility online, extend your reach, stand out from the crowd, higher ranking on Google so you can get found. SEO is important. That's what PR can do for you, for sure. So when you're ready, go to PamPerryPR.com. Love for you to get out there and get known. Get in all of the media that you see on the website, PamPerryPR.com. Take a pic of the packages for the PR. I'm PamPerryPR.com. All righty. We'll see you there. All right. So we're going to get it done whether it's crunchy or not, right? So
all right.
This is the thing I want to tell people. People are like, oh, you're so techie. I said, no, I'm just going to figure it out. And I'm not embarrassed if it doesn't work out. So you can see when the commercial first started, it had your brand on there. It was like, okay, let me take that off. And StreamYard, you could do all the things. We can pull ourselves in. We can pull ourselves out. I can make you larger. You know, it's just these different kind of things that you have to play around with. No one is born knowing, doing all this stuff. That commercial that I did, that little spot, I did in Onomato. It's an old school tool. Did it in like 5 minutes. This is my rule. If it takes longer than 5 minutes to do something, to create on social media, I'm not down for it. Okay. Cause I'm not here.
Yes.
Want things for hours and hours. It's like, you
absolutely.
Know what? I'm not that person. So I did it really quick. It looked kind of professional. I was just about to go out to the gym. It was like, you know what? It's just social media. I tell people it's not a Steven Spielberg movie. It's just social media. And so one of the ways of monetizing is to let people know that I have quickmediacoverage.com. And that way, when I do the thing, it's like, well, what does she do? Well, I do PR. So that's one of the things. So how do you monetize your podcast?
Oh my God, we are cut from the same cloth. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you watched what she just did. So many people, when they think about podcasting and monetization, they instantly go to sponsorships. And I tell people, sponsorships is a way, but it's the hardest way to monetize. Use what you've got in your hands. You've got books, you've got programs, you've got services. You could do just like what Pam did, just do a quick commercial. You could even, from an audio standpoint, you could just speak into your microphone and say, hey guys, I just dropped my brand new book on Amazon. Get it today. Go to drop your website and people will go there, because statistics have shown 54% of those that have tuned into a podcast have admitted to buying a product or service simply because they heard it on an actual podcast show.
Wow. I did not know that, Sonia. Okay. That's accounting in you right there. You know, pulling out the numbers and the statistics. It's like, really? That is one of the things, because I used to sell advertising. And advertising is a beast. It's a harder way, but the advertisers are looking for numbers. And so sometimes they're not looking for the niches, and they're small, numbers of niches. They're looking for big, big numbers. So if you want to get, I don't know, like a major brand, they're major numbers. So that's the hardest way. The other way people can monetize their podcast sometimes is to charge for guests. That's a real thing. People do that. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I don't charge my guests, for get out there, get known, because it's more or less like my trade publication.
Right.
There is a way where people who want to do different podcasts, you know, especially if they're an author or they're a speaker, they're paying to be on the stages. And I realized that that was a thing. And you know who did that first? It was Melanie Benson, I believe it was.
Okay.
And Melanie did that. I didn't know her podcast was paid, that you could pay. And then also Josh, there's a gentleman by the name Josh, you pay to get on his podcast. And it was more or less like, you can apply to be on our podcast, but if you want to move up, because we're booked so often, it's going to cost money. I was like, what an ingenious way of really positioning that. So that's one way. Another way where, you know, in sponsorship is one way, but you can also charging the podcast guests. Another way is it's something. What is the thing where? Oh, I can't think of the name of it. Not Pandora, but it's a little box where it's a subscription. I can't think of the name of it, where people are subscribing.
Patreon.
Patreon. There we go. I'm thinking Pandora. Pandora is
it. Yeah.
So Patreon. Yes. A lot of people have had success with Patreon. I haven't never used Patreon myself. Yeah. But I found, I went to podcasting, movement, went to podcast movement, and there was a lady that, black lady, who was a relationship podcast, and she did Patreon, and she says she does like $6,000 or $7,000 a month on her podcast. Now you would have think that was the last summer that I would have tried out Patreon, but I don't have that type of audience. It's very narrow. It's people who want to know about, you know, PR and
right.
But Patreon, I was like, am I sleeping on Patreon or what?
Yeah. So a lot of people do use it. But also, if you don't use Patreon, you could do something as simple as taking your podcast and say if you do a 30-minute show and it goes an hour, you can splice that show and you can take certain portions. So like if you had an hour show, you could just broadcast the first 30 minutes and then offer like a membership. So if you want to listen to the other 30 minutes, that's going to be premium content. So to get to hear the rest of that conversation, join my membership. And that's an easy way that you can monetize. See, I think what I've learned in this industry, because I've been podcasting since 2018, is that you don't have to do a podcast the traditional way. There are so many non-traditional ways to make money, but you've just got to figure it out creatively. And that's kind of what we do at Sisters with the Voice. We help podcasters to figure out a way to monetize their gifts, their time, and their talent. And so because your voice is talent, you should be paid for your talent. So just like you, Pam, I don't have guests paid to be on Inspiring Nations. But when I created my other show that's more content based, and the audience is bigger, well, then there's a place for that. So I always tell people, when you're thinking about wanting to charge people for guests, always answer the question, what's in it for that guest? So if you don't have a wide audience and you're just building it, start with what you have and then build it out.
Omu wants to know, how does sponsorship work? Sponsorship is just another word for advertisers. It's like someone who has a rate card for a newspaper, magazine, radio, or TV show. So we would have a rate card for a podcast. So if you want to do a 30-second spot, it will be this amount of money. If you want to do a minute, it's this amount of money. So it's just like an ad within it. It's a sponsorship. The thing of it is that when you do have that, you know, how much per minute, they want to know, how many viewers do you have? How many downloads do you have?
Yep.
So that's the thing. So it's a comparison about how many ears or eyeballs do you have? Does your show have? And that's why sponsorship is a little bit harder, because it's a kajillion podcasts out there.
Yes.
And they're all niche, and people who have their favorites, they listen to their favorites.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you who some of your favorites are. But, you know, it's not going to be a big, big number unless it's, you know, Oprah or something like that.
Yes.
And obviously she can get bigger sponsors. So if you're going to go the sponsorship route, it's like really looking at an advertising platform.
Yes.
Like, what will someone, I had someone come to me one time and ask if they could be a sponsor. And it was for a product, a drinking product, not this per se, but it was kind of like an energy drink.
Yeah.
And they want to know all this information, how many people, blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not in that business. That does not fit my business model. I'm not trying to sell ads.
Right.
In my thing. If I'm going to do ads, it'll be my own ad. And that's when
yes.
That's when I created
my own ad. Absolutely. Right, absolutely.
Right. Yep. So I hope that answers your question about how sponsorship works, Alma. You know, but the way that Sonia was talking about, like doing an hour podcast of really good content. The first half an hour is good, but maybe the last half an hour is really, really good. And then it's a membership. And I want to say Mixology used to have that platform. It was a mix. I think it was Mixology.
Okay.
Maybe it was Mixology, not Mixology. Mixology is what a person is. It makes
what
drinks.
Makes the drinks.
It was Mixology. It was Mixology. And they would actually have the half an hour and then the other half an hour. And, you know, that would be a membership. But this right. was probably, I would say, 10 years ago when podcasting was relatively new. So yeah. now we have so many choices on podcasts. The podcast yes. has really, really, really got to be really good. Got really,
yes.
really good. Okay, she said that answers the question.
Perfect.
So the other thing I want to ask you really quickly is about some different technologies that is up and coming. This is what I saw in Podcast World. So it says the world's highest quality remote recording platform, and it was Riverside. Mm-hmm. And I had heard of Riverside, and a lot of the TV studios and things like that use Riverside, but I use StreamYard, and then I have a low ceiling and I have a really good camera. I use a Logitech. I mean, so a lot of people, when they get in podcasting, they want to know all about equipment. What do I need to have? Yeah. Blah, blah, this and that. So give me a thumbnail about what you use, what's required. And when do you know to go to the next level with your equipment? Because I got this Rodecaster over here, and basically I only use it for applause. And they got all kind of stuff you can do with it.
Yeah.
I overbought, okay? Because I could have just had a little applause in my stream yard, you know? But anyway, trying to be fancy. Yeah.
And it's funny. That's typically what happens. A lot of people who get into podcasting overspend.
Yeah.
If I told you when I started my podcast in 2018, I literally started with the laptop, the speakers on my laptop, and I use Zoom to interview my guests. Now, most podcast shows are typically pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. So for someone out there who's like, you know what, I'm not as awesome as Dr. Pam and I can get on camera. So a lot of people are super shy about putting themselves out there. So you could actually start your podcast, do an audio podcast, but pre-recorded. So the way I do mine is I will have the guests, I'll use Zoom, and I just use it just so I could see their face and have the genuine interaction. So when we talk about certain things, I can catch the emotion, but that same emotion that I can see has to translate through voice. So that takes an art to do that. So most people think if I'm interviewing someone over in Switzerland, they might think they're literally in my studio, but no, they're halfway around the world. But it's how I engage with them and the conversations we have that makes it more rich. So you can start literally with your laptop and then you can build out from there.
Yes.
Now, I am a microphone hog. So one of this first microphones, yes, I'm not even going to show you my office with all the microphones I have, lying around. Yes. Yep. So the first microphone I actually started out with when I was starting out was the ATR 2100.
Whoa.
And it's a portable mic that's USB compatible. So you could take that with your laptop, plug and play situation. Mm-hmm. So that was, and I still have that microphone to this day. And then I went to the Blue Yeti. Because, people say, you get different sounds, because as you begin to talk and interview people, you'll notice it'll pick up, the noise around you. So sometimes you want your voice to sound crystal clear, when you're talking to someone audibly, they can't see you. So you need to be able to connect and touch them with your voice. Mm-hmm. So having a good quality microphone is important. Now, my favorite baby, which is my newest baby that I have, is the Shure M7.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So I, you know, when I got that one, that was like the game changer for me. And it's one of my favorite microphones that I have to this day, because it really gives you that radio quality sound when you're speaking on the microphone. So that was something that, but you find what works for you. But I say don't go out buying everything right off the bat. Go with what works for you. Like I have boom sticks, I have
I
pop
have a boom
filters,
stick.
like because every time as I evolved in this industry, you know, new technology comes out. It's just like when we buy cell
Always.
phones, you know,
Yeah.
we always upgrade into the latest hotness. So I just say, you know, whatever it start with what your budget is. What do you have in your budget? You can start with $0 because you already got a laptop, or you can spend a couple hundred dollars. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars. If you, I actually talked to one client who told me she had like $1,300 worth of equipment still sitting in a box.
Oh
And
my
I was
God.
like,
Overbought. She went on Amazon, went crazy.
yes, you know, I need this. And you don't need all
No.
the things. You just, I always say it's quality over quantity. And
Yes.
so, most laptops have very good speakers, and you can just use that. Heck, people are doing podcasts on their cell phones
Yeah, they
because
do. I've done some
Android and Apple, honey, it's a fight between the two. Like, who has the better camera? Who has the better equipment on the cell phone? So it's just,
So
I
you're
tell
right
people,
now
start with
on the
where you at.
so right now
Yeah.
you're on the phone, right?
Yeah.
There you go. It's and it sounds great and it looks great, you know. So yeah, it's about being consistent. So
Yes.
a lot of people will record and they'll get excited about a podcast and they'll do four or five or six shows.
Yeah.
Truth, my daughter and I started a podcast. I'm putting her out there.
Okay.
We did it. We do a podcast called Whatever. The podcast was called Whatever. And so we did it together and we did it on Anchor,
Okay.
just kind of starting out. I think we did six episodes and some of
Okay.
them were really good. And then she got bored and she didn't do anymore. I was like, are you gonna come back, Aubrey, and do any? Nope, she didn't. So a lot of people will get really excited about a podcast and
Yeah.
realize it is a lot of work that you do have to commit to a schedule. You have to do something on a regular basis. I think
Yes.
we're at like podcast number on this particular one, 121 or 122
Congratulations.
episodes. Thank you. But I've been doing this for a while, so I know what it takes in
Yeah.
order to do
Yeah.
that. And so a lot of the podcasts are abandoned.
Yeah.
And it's not that people don't have anything to say. They just feel like, oh, I don't get the numbers right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to get the numbers right away in the first few shows. It's like
Yeah.
it's going to take some time.
Yes.
Unless you spend money on promotion, which is a whole nother thing about PR.
Right.
So we talked
Right.
about podcasting in order to get out there, get known. We talked
Yes.
about publishing. Publishing books is always a great way, getting on Amazon, having authority with
Yes.
the author in a book or getting in
Yeah.
an anthology, and then PR. The
Yes.
PR portion really means like getting press releases, getting on media, talking
Yes.
about your podcast. That's a whole nother thing to have another media talk
Yes.
about your medium. And
Yes.
that takes some time to really pull it together. But
Yeah.
the whole point of it is have a message. I remember a podcast. I mean, my coach was asking Tony Brown's Journal.
Okay.
Mr. Brown, he loved Mr. Brown. He said, Mr. Brown, he says, you're just such a great speaker. I just love you. You know, you just have such a command of the stage. He says, how do you speak? Or, you know, what's your secret? Or, you know, I want to be as famous as you are, because Tony Brown is like a legend in the field, right?
Yeah.
He had a PBS show. And he said, have something to say.
Hello. Hello.
Said, you don't have to memorize anything if you just have the message already living in you.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
you're passionate
Absolutely.
about it. And that's with
Yeah.
anything. You know, if you're passionate about it, just like with you with podcasting, you found your niche and it was like,
Yeah.
wow, let me share this. Sisters with a Voice, and
Yeah.
let me do a conference. I mean, each phase you're stepping out,
Yes.
spreading your wings on each
Yes.
level. And
Yes.
so, you know, as we conclude, what advice would you give people who are really wanting to start a podcast, and or they have a podcast that's kind of like teetering along and they're like, I feel so alone. What should they do?
Well, I always tell people, always start with your why. Why do you want to start a podcast? Never start a podcast for the sake of just starting it because you won't stay in this industry very long. Podcasting is the long game. If you're getting into podcasting because you're like, I want to only make money, you will not be, you won't be long in this business. I mean, because think about it. When you started your business, you started with nothing. You didn't have an audience. You had to develop relationships, build relationships, really build that credibility. So with your podcast, just think about the things that people come to you all the time. And they say, man, you give such great advice about. That could be your podcast. Yeah. You know, people think, oh, I've got to have this polished content ready for an audience. Let me tell you something. There are so many people out here. The average consumer, when they're tuning into a podcast, they're looking for resources, help, looking to be entertained, true crime podcasts. They want to be informed. So figure out what niche do you want to be the expert in? Do you want to educate your audience, inform them, entertain them? You know, find that niche first and then decide, you know, if I start a podcast, well, what do I want? What do I want people to walk away with as a result of listening to the show? And when you understand that goal, it keeps you focused on the main idea of your show. Like I, you know, when I did Inspiring Nations with Sonya Keeb, I only did it initially just for the fact to give women a platform to share their stories. And while men are not my audience, do you know I have more men who tune in and have left reviews on podcast platforms, how inspiring the stories were and the content was. And that was never the initial intention, but I knew that I wanted to just have women share their stories of how they inspire others every day. And so when you tune into it, you were inspired, which was the goal. But more importantly, I wanted people to perform a simple act of kindness and pass it forward. So I use my platform to generate positiveness in the world. And that's what Inspiring Nation, and what it did was it absolutely inspired nations. So now women all around the world tune into the show and they're like, I've got a story that's inspiring. And I'm like, come on, tell your story. And so many, and with those 50 women that started, many have gone on to build multi-million dollar businesses. They've become authors. They've become speakers. And to know that I had a part to play in that, that was what inspires me, because I just said yes to doing something that was scary. It wasn't perfect, but never don't allow yourself to get into the weeds. I tell people, people cannot work with you if they can't find you. And if Facebook, Instagram, look, they're already fighting TikTok to go away. You need a place where people can still connect with you. And podcasting is so much easier. Why? Because we can easily talk out our ideas than we can to write them.
That is so good. That is so good. Sonya, thank you so much. SonyaKeeb.com. Want people to go there. And one of the main things that you said is remember your why. Remember your why. It's like your calling.
Yes.
My coach always says, remember your calling. Remember your calling. Why are you doing this?
Yes.
And that will keep you going. Don't do it just for the money. Don't think, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. Think about the why. What is the real reason why you want to bring your voice to the marketplace?
Yes.
And that will keep you going when it gets a little tough, and it will.
But, absolutely.
You know, that's just life. You know, you're just going to plow through it. And what you just said is like, it was not perfect at first. Don't let it discourage you. If it's not perfect at first, just like on this podcast, I came on, my mic was muted.
Yes.
So we hit a button and we unmute it. You know, we have someone like Omen to say, hey, can't hear you. And, you know, you just got to pay attention. It's like, can't hear you. So a lot of times, if you're editing it, you can edit out this has to be live, and it goes, goes like it does. And that's, I hope that inspires people to let people know that it doesn't have to be perfect. And don't be embarrassed about it. It's just life. It's just it's just social media. It's not a movie. It's not a Spielberg movie. We're not going up for Oscars for this.
Right.
It's just social media. So we hoped that this inspired you. I want people to know to go to your website. I'll put it up there again, SonyaKeeb.com. They can find all out about the conference, about your programs, all the things that you do, help people bring their podcasts to life. Coach them through it if they're afraid. Yeah. Tell them about the equipment, all the other things that they need to know about podcasting. But in the bottom line, it's really simple. You just have to make a decision and not to do it. That's really like the main thing.
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, it's time for you to put your mouth where your money is, because podcasting ain't that complicated.
It ain't that deep. Right. Just get it. I mean, you can really do it on your phone. I did a lot of Anchor podcasts from my phone. I did a whole lot of them and I just experiment. So I love doing that. So
yes,
the thing of it is, I always tell people, it is something that you can do. Share your voice, get out there, get known. You're going to resonate with someone, and that one voice, that one conversation could be the turning point in someone's life. So never be afraid to really shine your light. That's the whole point of it. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Oh my God, this has been really, really good. So I'm going to have your information down in the show notes, and it'll be out in a couple of weeks on the website on Pam Perry PR.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Pam.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Wasn't she awesome? Just love Sonya Keefe. So make sure that you go on her website, get all the things there that she has. So with that, I'm Pam Perry, and I am out.
You've been listening to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast, brought to you by PamPerryPR.com, where you'll get insider tips on how to build your platform, pitch the media, and promote yourself with confidence. Head over to PamPerryPR.com and get the exclusive video training on the 7 must-have marketing materials you need before you pitch. In order to be considered in media places or superstar stages, PamPerryPR.com, where you help you shine like a superstar.